Radio Prague News. Tens of thousands of believers attended Easter Mass celebrated in Catholic and Protestant churches around the country. US and Russian security and logistics teams have arrived in Prague to prepare for an upcoming visit by US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. And a new visa codex for all Schengen countries has come into effect on April 5th. Tens of thousands of believers attended Easter Mass celebrated in Catholic and Protestant churches around the country. Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, who is due to retire next week as head of the Czech Catholic Church, celebrated the main Easter Mass at Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral on Sunday. His successor, the new Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, took leave of his congregation in Hradec Králové, where he has served as Bishop of the Hradec Králové Diocese since 1998. He was appointed the 36th Archbishop of Prague in February of this year. Easter Monday is a public holiday in the Czech Republic, though unlike Sunday's church celebrations, it is linked to pagan traditions celebrating the arrival of spring and the birth of new life. US and Russian security and logistics teams have arrived in Prague to prepare for an upcoming visit by US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. The two heads of state are due to sign a landmark nuclear disarmament treaty in the Czech capital on Thursday and hold a series of bilateral talks. The US president is moreover meeting with 11 Central and East European leaders who are all expected to arrive on Thursday. The high-profile event is accompanied by a massive security operation. A new visa codex for all Schengen member states has come into effect as of April the 5th. The new codex introduces a standardized visa application form for all member states and is relevant for stays of over 90 days. In future, applicants whose visa request is rejected will be entitled to an explanation and will be able to appeal the decision within a certain time frame. There is reported to be growing tension between the inhabitants of Prague's Libuše district and the Vietnamese minority, which is centered around the Sapa marketplace known as Little Hanoi. The economic crisis has left many Vietnamese unemployed, and hundreds of them reportedly hang out at the Sapa marketplace, which the locals claim has turned into a ghetto. People living in the market's immediate vicinity say that they have problems with Vietnamese drug addicts who shoot up in public. According to the CTK news agency, the locals are considering setting up community patrols in the area. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The next few days should be overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 8 and 12 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.